Alabama corrections officer who fled with murder suspect dead after police pursuit. By Paul Bois on May 9, 2022. Alabama corrections officer Vicky White, who fled with murder suspect Casey White, no relation, has been pronounced dead after a police pursuit. The duo mysteriously disappeared on April 29 when officer Vicky White escorted Casey White, who was awaiting trial for two counts of murder, from the Lauderdale County Jail in Florence, Alabama, for an alleged courthouse appearance that was later deemed a fabrication. Police captured the two Whites during a pursuit that ended in a car crash in Indiana, according to the New York Times. The vehicle rolled over and crashed on Monday in Evansville, Indiana, about 260 miles north of Lauderdale County, after a chase with the authorities, said Marty Keeley, the U.S. Marshal for the Northern District of Alabama, noted the Times. With the vehicle wrecked, Mr. White surrendered to the authorities. Officer White was immediately hospitalized due to a self-inflicted gunshot wound that resulted in very serious injuries. Sheriff Dave Wedding of Vanderburgh County, Indiana, told reporters the former corrections officer was in pretty serious shape as a result of her injuries. Officer White was pinned inside the car due to a gunshot wound to her head, according to CNN. She later died from her wounds after being admitted to the hospital. "Y'all help my wife, she shot herself in the head and I didn't do it," Casey reportedly told officers at the scene. On April 29, Officer White escorted Casey out of jail after telling a booking officer she would be taking him to the county courthouse a few blocks away for a mental health evaluation, per the Times. As the jail's assistant director of corrections, Vicky handled the transportation of inmates for court appearances, but in this particular case, no such appearance had been scheduled. Leading up to their eventual arrest, the Whites left several clues along the way that helped police catch onto their trail, per the Times. The inmate and corrections officer were found about 220 miles north of the jail in Florence, Alabama, that they had originally fled from. The two had last been seen on April 29 in Rogersville, Alabama, about 24 miles east of Florence, Mr. Keeley said. They were seen in what was described as a gold or copper-colored 2007 Ford SUV with Alabama plates, a vehicle the authorities said the pair abandoned along a rural road in Williamson County, Tennessee, the same day they escaped. The Ford was found on May 6, abandoned with paint buckets inside, said Sheriff Rick Singleton of Lauderdale County. The pair had probably tried to disguise it, he added, but they didn't do a very good job of it. Officer White's patrol vehicle had been left at Florence Square Shopping Center, where the pair had switched vehicles, Sheriff Singleton said. As Breitbart News previously reported, Officer White had stayed at a Quality Inn hotel the day prior to her fleeing with Casey. Police later determined the stay likely resulted from her desire to avoid seeing her mother's face prior to allegedly helping a convict in a jailbreak. Exactly how Casey motivated Vicky into helping still remains unknown, but police say they had been in a relationship for at least 2 years. The Lauderdale County Sheriff's Office said in a statement that investigators had determined, through interviews with inmates, that Officer White and Mr. White were in a special relationship, noted the Times. Sheriff Singleton in a news conference said, "It's obviously a jailhouse romance or something." Sheriff Singleton told NBC's Today Show on May 5 that Officer White and Mr. White had been in a relationship for at least 2 years, and that the two had been in contact by phone when Mr. White was an inmate at a state prison in Donaldson, Alabama, the report added.